91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm S.E. Shepherd. Belleville hit the jackpot Monday night after City Council came to a unanimous vote in favor of bringing a casino to the city. Dana Frazier reports.
Chuck Keeling from the Great Canadian Gaming Corporation presented the details on the 48,000-square-foot facility that will be built on Bell Boulevard. Keeling says the casino is expected to bring 300 jobs to the area, the majority of them being full-time positions. Most will be above minimum wage and workers will receive tips and full benefits. Councillor Jack Miller said he waited for this announcement a long time.
This has been over a decade in the making, in the waiting. There's been frustration. There's been so many different phases that the community has gone through.
But now that it's official, Miller says he is relieved.
And to see it finally done, and now we can move forward. Already we're seeing development on Bell Boulevard related directly to that, so that's going to help the city in other ways as well.
Once city councilors voted in favor of the resolution, Mayor Tasso Christopher welcomed Shorelines, the casino company, to the city of Belleville. The mayor says he's feeling great about the casino.
Like a little kid in a candy store, Toys R Us at Christmas time. You know what? It's a great relationship. It's an economic goal and a boost for the community.
Mayor Christopher says that it will benefit our community because there is growth in every sector.
From economic development to employment to infrastructure, so we're really excited about it.
The casino is expected to be open by spring of 2017. Deanna Fraser, QNET News, Belleville.
The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal has ruled the federal government's discriminated against children on reserves in its funding of child welfare services. CP's Christy Kirkup has the story.
The quasi-judicial body published its findings this morning related to a 2007 complaint from the Assembly of First Nations and the First Nations Child and Family Caring Society of Canada. The groups argued the federal government failed to provide First Nations children the same level of services that exist elsewhere, contrary to the Canadian Human Rights Act. The society's executive director, Cindy Blackstock, says it's extraordinary the case had to be filed in the first place. Christy Kirkup, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Justin Trudeau says his role as Prime Minister in thorny issues such as pipelines is to bring people together and secure a better future for Canadians. Trudeau met with Montreal Mayor Denise Coderre this morning to discuss the Energy East pipeline project, with Coderre and more than 80 other area mayors opposed. Coderre offered this reaction.
At the end of the day, it's all about being respected. It's to be responsible and to have a balanced approach between economic development and sustainable development. And truly, cities are playing that role to make sure that we can get that.
Trudeau says Ottawa's role is to put forth a process that allows TransCanada or any other company to have a chance to show that a project is in the public interest and should have the approval of Canadians. Police in Barrie say they have one man in custody as they begin investigating a double homicide. They say provincial police came across a car stopped on a local highway early Tuesday morning with its four-way flashers on. Police spoke to the driver briefly before he took off, sparking a pursuit that ended in Barrie. They say they traced the registration of the car to an address listed and found the bodies of two men at the home. Shortly afterwards, police say they arrested a resident of the home in nearby Shanty Bay, Ontario. No names have been released, and the investigation continues. And much of the U.S. East Coast continues to dig themselves out of the snow from the weekend blizzard. AP's Carolotta Bradley has more.
Schools in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. are closed for a second day as the cities continue to recover. No school in Philadelphia either. Mayor Jim Kenney.
The main things we were concerned about were the number of drifts, the number of piles that were at corners where pedestrians cannot be seen as easy, and especially little kids.
Air travel continues to be affected with flights delayed or canceled. And while federal offices in the Washington area will stay closed another day, four Smithsonian museums will have regular hours. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A Houston grand jury has found no wrongdoing on Planned Parenthood's part, but those who created an undercover video are now being indicted with multiple charges. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
The videos provoked outrage among Republican leaders nationwide. In the presidential race, Planned Parenthood funding has been a central topic. In the videos, a Planned Parenthood worker is heard talking about the sale of aborted fetuses for research.
I'd say a lot of people want liver.
Now a Texas grand jury has decided Planned Parenthood has done nothing wrong, but the two anti-abortion activists involved in making the videos have been indicted. Included in the indictment, the founder of the pro-life group, the Center for Medical Progress. Accounts include tampering with a government record and one related to purchasing human organs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And finally, as peace talks struggle to get underway in Syria this week, Moscow has said its airstrikes are having a significant impact in Syria. ABC's Patrick Rievel has the story.
Moscow's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Russian airstrikes in Syria are turning the tide of the conflict there in favor of the Syrian government. Speaking at a press conference, Lavrov also denied reports that Russia has tried to have Assad leave office by offering him asylum. There have been reports recently that Assad had angrily rejected such a suggestion from Putin, but Lavrov said this was false and, in fact, that Assad has no need of asylum. Patrick Rievel, ABC News, St. Petersburg.
That's QNET News on 91X 2-1207. Sports is next.
Do you know where to find the latest fashions that will make you stand out from the crowd? Quinty Mall. Do you need to find a gift that's the perfect fit for that someone special in your life? Quinty Mall. With over 125 stores and services for you to choose from, Quinty Mall is the best place for you to fit in and stand out. Visit QuintyMall.com anytime for more information. Quinty Mall. Fit in. Stand out.
Everything we do is just for you.
QNET Sports, the Loyalist Lancers men's and women's basketball teams will be looking to make a comeback this Friday against the Seneca Sting after both teams lost to the Georgian Grizzlies on Sunday. Saturday night, the women's volleyball team are back in action as they face the Algonquin Thunder. Captain Christine Sinclair and six other veterans of the Canadian women's soccer team will lead the charge in Texas next month to qualify for the 2016 Games in Rio de Janeiro. Coach John Herdman's 20-woman roster for the February 10th to 21st Women's Olympic Qualifying Championship also features 13 players from the World Cup team that finished sixth on home soil last summer. Herdman has infused youth into his squad with seven players 20 years old or younger. He said in a statement, "The team that we had selected today represents the best of Canadian soccer, consisting of a subtle blend of youth and experience." The Golden State Warriors easily proved they're the best in the West. Stephen Curry scored 37 points and hit 6 three-pointers in three quarters as Golden State downed the San Antonio Spurs 120-90. That snapped San Antonio's 13-game win streak. Spurs guard Danny Green says the Warriors' ability to shoot three-pointers makes them different than other teams.
Very high pace and shoot a lot of threes. Everybody on their team is very skilled, can make plays and shoot from behind the arc. That's what makes them, you know, very unconventional, or however you want to call it. They're just a very different team than most teams in the league.
The Toronto Raptors, meanwhile, put their 8-game winning streak on the line as they host the Washington Wizards at Air Canada Center tonight. Toronto's on its longest winning run of Coach Dwayne Casey's tenure with the team, and it's the franchise's longest string of victories since a 9-game streak in 2002. There are seven other games around the hard courts tonight. Among them, the Orlando Magic aims to halt a 6-game slide as they visit the Bucks in Milwaukee. The New York Knicks will try to rebound from back-to-back losses as they host Oklahoma City. And the Lakers welcome the Dallas Mavericks in the late game. James Benn and Jason Spezza scored 80 seconds apart in the second period as the Dallas Stars topped Calgary 2-1. And the Montreal Canadiens stumbled to a 5-2 loss to the Blue Jackets in Columbus. The Canadiens will have a chance to get back at the Blue Jackets tonight when they host the team once more. Elsewhere, Ottawa hosts the Buffalo Sabres, Toronto visits the Florida Panthers, Winnipeg hosts Arizona, and Vancouver entertains the Nashville Predators. The Chicago Blackhawks are rewarding general manager Stan Bowman with a long-term contract extension. He's the first GM to win 3 Stanley Cups in the salary cap era. The Blackhawks won the title last spring and are in first place in the Western Conference standing this season. Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And for the weather, we're going to have some mild weather this week. Joining us now is QNET News reporter William Prue.
This week is going to be a lot warmer than last week was. Today, mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. 20 km/h winds gusting to 40. That is expected to become stronger this afternoon. A high of +6 with the temperature falling to +4 later on in the day. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers, and that will be changing to a 30% chance of flurries late this evening. Today's low is -4. Belleville will also see southwest winds gusting from 40 to 60 kilometers an hour. Expect the wind to pick up again around midnight. Tomorrow, the rain and wet weather will clear, and the winds are expected to be northwest at 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light in the early afternoon with a high of -3. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a 30% chance of flurries and a low of -10. And Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries and a high of 0. Although the weather is seemingly mild, temperatures will drop below 0 tonight. Watch out for frozen road conditions. And there are no current weather alerts in effect for the Belleville area. I will keep you updated throughout the day.
At 12:12, it's 5 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm S.C. Shepherd. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.